back home to the election for president tomorrow fortnight and the fallout from Fianna Fáil losing its candidate Jim Gavin on Sunday at a 5.5-hour meeting of TDs, senators and MEPs last night. Their leader, Micheál Martin, said sorry and ordered a review. Their members talked to Cian McCormack in the early hours.
I think it's fair to say that the Taoiseach appeared genuinely upset, very anxious to atone for the mistakes that were made.
Kildare South TD Sean O'Farrell describes how Micheál Martin apologised to the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night.
He did, I think, connect effectively with the members and did appear to listen, to take the messages on board.
But there was also shock, anger and frustration vented at the meeting.
The room, while being full of anger, was also full of goodwill, because there was unanimity that, number one, Jim Gavin and his family needed to be supported now in the aftermath of the trauma that they've been through. But equally so, Fianna Fáil needs to get over what has been an utter and absolute debacle.
Was Micheál Martin's apology enough?
This is about more than Micheál Martin. Was his apology enough? It may have been enough to resolve this particular situation.
Minister of State for Nature, Heritage and Biodiversity and Cork South West TD, Christopher O'Sullivan.
I think the general sense was that we take learnings from this, that we learn from the processes and that we implement those learnings in future, I suppose, selections of presidential candidates. I felt there is strongly amongst the parliamentary party a desire to move on from this.
But while Fianna Fáil moves on and prepares to review the Áras debacle, Sean O'Farrell says the party needs change and members need to be heard.
What has occurred around the presidential selection and the really appalling campaign is a symptom of how we've been doing our business as a political party for some time.
You told a story during the meeting about Charlie Haughey to illustrate a point. What was that story and what point were you making?
There are many stories told about the late, great Charles Haughey. So one of the stories was that he on one occasion took his cabinet to one of his favourite restaurants, and arriving earlier than anybody else, he was welcomed by the maitre d', who showed him to his table, gave him the menu. Mr. Haughey made his selection, and at the end of it, the maitre d' said, "Well, Mr. Haughey, what about the vegetables?" And whereupon Charlie responded, "Well, they'll have the same as I'm having." My point is that for a period of time, it would appear that the parliamentary party have been the vegetables. We have been told what to do, what to think, and we haven't been taken seriously.
The fact that you feel the parliamentary party isn't listened to, has that changed?
I would have no great degree of confidence that it's going to change radically. I think there'll be a reaction. There'll be a reaction to the current situation, and then things are likely to go back to the way that they were.
If people have had their chance to vent their frustration about Fianna Fáil's presidential election debacle, what does this all mean for Micheál Martin's leadership of Fianna Fáil?
It doesn't mean anything for Micheál Martin's leadership of Fianna Fáil in the short term. I think our entire focus, has got to be on leading the country through what remains of this year and implementing the provisions of the budget and preparing in this first half of next year for the EU presidency, and then Ireland distinguishing itself as
presidency then?
But sure, let's wait and see. I would like to think that we would begin to prepare for the future.
Well, is preparing for the future with or without Micheál Martin and Fianna Fáil?
That's entirely up to Micheál Martin. Does he want to adapt and do business in a different way, or would he like to continue in the vein in which he's been leading in recent years?
However, Christopher O'Sullivan sees more longevity in Micheál Martin's leadership of Fianna Fáil.
Look, a year ago, Micheál Martin did what nobody thought he could do, and that is we came out of the general election as the biggest party. That's, you know, that's not even 12 months ago. Nothing has changed, not much has changed at least.
Well, could his leadership be reviewed once the EU presidency is completed?
Certainly, Cian, judging by the tone of the parliamentary party and speaking to parliamentary party meetings over the course of the last couple of days, there's no desire for a change of leadership.
It's Minister of State for Nature, Heritage and Biodiversity in Cork South West TD, Christopher O'Sullivan, ending that report by Cian McCormack, 5 to 9.